from Pat Proppitt. Greg Smith, welcome to Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What a mess it was for A2 yesterday. She comes, she cashes in the shares, and she doesn't like to travel, so she leaves.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I said the market was going to have a reasonable day, but A2 put paid to that with Jane Hudliska's departure. Yeah, 18 months, as you say, citing travel commitments, all that odd. Previous head, Jeff Babbage, he's stepping back into the fold after only leaving to make way for her. New search has commenced, of course. Her tenure has ended in just as a bizarre fashion as it started. Of course, not long after she joined, she sold around about $4 million worth of shares and then sold another couple of million last month. So that didn't go down too well with investors, and perhaps that's part of the reason. Shares were down 8% at one point, finished off 3.6%. Perhaps the marketers thought, well, maybe this is for the best, have a CEO that's aligned with the company. They came out and reaffirmed guidance and the strategic outlook, so they're quite well positioned in China. This is not a company in trouble. 780 to 800 million revenues for the first half forecasting. So, they'll be moving on, I would have thought.
We'll talk to the Shareholders Association after 7 o'clock this morning. Where are we at ahead of the central bank meetings?
Yeah, so S&P 500 is pretty flat. Not much news on trade either. Of course, ahead of this weekend's tariff deadlines, which we talked about yesterday, but China, there's more cause to settle given those weak export numbers, inflation data out there today. Fed meeting tomorrow, European Central Bank on Thursday. So they're in limbo with respect to trade, so a lot probably hangs on that. But they can actually take some comfort that the economies are going pretty well. They obviously have those strong jobs numbers in the US on Friday. And also Europe seems to be turning around, so it should after about a decade. The Germany's trade surplus has actually widened from 18.7 to 21.5 billion euros in October, and you got, I suppose, the likes of Spain, where unemployment's halved from high levels some 10 years ago.
What about the FTSE? How are we feeling ahead of election day?
Yeah, FTSE's pretty flat. Election, of course, being heralded as the most important since Thatcher arrived back in 79. You've got Boris Johnson urging voters to push the line, saying, you know, if Labour gets in, there'll be a mandate to renegotiate a deal. He's saying that he'll push Brexit through by January 31, so I guess there's a bit of watching that and a bit of nervousness because some are claiming they might not get majority needs. One sector in particular will be looking upon this with interest is the banking sector. You've had rating agency Moody's come out and downgrade the outlook for the sector, talking about the 60,000 jobs that are going not only in the UK but across Europe this year. Probably means, given the rating agencies often behind the eight ball, that the sector's turning around. In fact, if you look at Barclays and Lloyd's share prices, both are up around about 25% since the August lows.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, S&P 500 flat, 3144, NASDAQ flat as well. FTSE flat, 7233. The ASX 200 up 23 points, 6730. The Nikkei up 76 points. Gold flat, 1465. Oil down 11 cents, 5909. Currency markets, Kiwi flat against the A$ 95.93, but lower against sterling, 49.81. And the euro, 59.21, and the yen, 71.17, also lower against the US dollar, 65.54. NZ50, thanks to A2 and the CEO, down 46 points, 11.229.
All right, Greg, have a good one. Appreciate it, and see you tomorrow. Greg Smith out of fatprofits.co.nz.